Hey Panthers, it's Danica DiChoco, class of 2020, and welcome to the Seattle Prep Podcast.
Hey friends, welcome to the first podcast of the 2019-2020 school year. This year is a year of rebirth, where everything old is new again with the renovations down in the gym. We got new locker rooms, a gym lobby, and even a digital hall of fame. Featured on touchscreens throughout the lobby, the list encompasses everyone from great prep athletes to those who've just done the prep community well. With the christening of the new gym, we also got the chance to induct our very own Miss Richie. I had the chance to talk to her about everything from her first days at prep to winning gold in the World Masters game in Montreal only 5 years ago. And with no further ado, here she is. Hi, Miss Richie. Thanks for joining me. Welcome to the Prep Podcast. And I've heard you were inducted to the Preps Hall of Fame. Want to go a little into that? Like, kind of, what was the ceremony like? When was it?
The ceremony was last Thursday. It was very overwhelming for me, but very exciting. It was an honor to be inducted. I found out a few months ago that I was going to be inducted, and I was kind of shocked because I've been here 37 years, and I coached 26 seasons. Wow. And I kind of thought it's mostly athletes who performed well here that were Hall of Famers. And in fact, it is mostly athletes, but there are a few coaches, and now I'm one of them.
Oh, you're the exception, I guess.
Well, there are a few coaches, but yeah.
Was there a lot of people at the ceremony?
There were about 500 people.
Oh, that's a lot more than I thought it was going to be.
A lot more than I thought it was going to be, but I'm happy to say that my mother was one of them who flew up from California.
That's nice. Some
of my friends who were my former teammates. Many of my Seattle Prep colleagues. Mm-hmm. Present and past, and also a lot of students, past students from over the 37 years. So
nice of them.
Yes, and then of course some of my players of those volleyball and basketball teams. So it was really exciting, and once I got over the surprise of the number of people, it was great. It was fun.
26 seasons of coaching?
Of 12 of volleyball, 14 in basketball.
Do you have a preference of which sport to coach?
In those days, I mean, because I haven't coached for a dozen years now, but in those days, I had most of the same players for both. But basketball probably is my favorite because it's more intense, and you can actually coach during the game. And volleyball, it's more, you better have coached at practice because the volleyball games, you don't do that much verbal coaching. At least I never did. Yeah.
When was the last time you coached?
About 12 years ago. Oh. I think I decided that was enough and just decided to teach full-time instead of teach full-time, coach full-time.
Yeah,
I was getting my master's degree at that time, so it was a million things I was doing, but I was much younger, and I didn't think anything about it. So now...
I just get to go to any game I want.
That's
good. And you get to choose, like, that's enough of volleyball. That's enough.
Yeah. I still like them all, but I pick and choose, you know, when it's convenient for me to go. And I love to watch the games, and I try not to coach it from the bleachers.
Do you have a favorite season in mind of either sport, of, like, kind of coaching or, like, maybe it was, like, you had this really great game that, like, you came back, like,
oh, there were way too many of those. Way too many of those. They were all seasons had an exciting moment. And sometimes we didn't win a lot, but there were still exciting parts to it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we won a lot, and then there was different kinds of excitement. Yeah, but no, every season had its ups and downs, and I have millions of good memories. Yeah.
And I guess that's like your like kind of coaching side of prep history. Do you want to go into depth of like your other, what it was 37 years?
37 years and counting, still going.
But strong.
Right now I teach only one semester on and one semester off. So I'm off from mid-January to mid-August, and I can train for triathlons, I can visit my family, I can travel. I do all kinds of fun things. I take some classes. Whatever I want to do. So
that's so nice.
It is so nice. It's the perfect schedule, and it took me 30 years to find that balance.
Yeah.
But I love teaching, and I love the school. So Somebody said, when are you ever going to retire? I said, why should I retire?
Yeah.
I've got new facilities now, a new office, new locker rooms.
So clean.
Always new students, always something different. So, yeah, I love my job, love the school. So.
Can't quit.
Keep going.
How many triathlons have you done?
Oh, 100s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Probably. Well, I started about 20 years ago doing triathlon when it wasn't that popular. And I only do sprint triathlons. I shouldn't say only. But it's not Ironman. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to train hundreds of hours a week.
Yeah.
I don't hurt myself very often. And so I can do, normally I do about 5 or 6 per season, per summer now.
Wow, that's like a lot.
That's a lot. I've been doing it for 20 years, so I don't know.
I guess your body gets used to it at this point?
Well, or do you... it gets harder. My body doesn't always like it at this point. But I like to remain competitive. And when I'm not competitive anymore, then I'll probably find something else to do. But in the meantime, that's what I love. Swimming, biking, and running.
Ooh, that's... Mm-hmm. No, I don't care for any of those. I did the SCP, and so, like, I am very, like... Biking is very, like, love-hate relationship with me. It's...
SCP is a long distance, and personally, I get bored riding long distance. I like to go... In my races, I mostly go 12 miles, fast as I can, and then I jump off the bike and run a 5K. So...
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're just different people, different athletes, you know?
That's right, that's right.
I like to take my time, I like to rest up, you know, I get to eat a meal every 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's fun. Like, if I could do a triathlon, I mean, I probably could, but, like, if I wanted to do a triathlon.
If you wanted to,
it's
you
like certainly a mental
could.
Game.
It's a mental
game. I just
game.
Can't really push past for me.
Yes, and I felt the same way when I... was playing volleyball and basketball in high school and college. Triathlon just seemed like, why would I do that? But pretty soon you run out of teammates to be on volleyball teams and basketball teams with. And I played basketball many years. I played up until 5 years ago and won a gold medal in the World Masters Games in Montreal. And
world.
And I did a triathlon and won the gold medal in my age group in triathlon. Mm. So... triathlon just was sort of an evolution of team sports that sort of lose their availability, I guess is the word I want to use. Nice. Can't play basketball by yourself.
Oh, your house must be littered with gold medals everywhere.
Actually, my garage.
She didn't say anything about like the gold medals everywhere?
The garage has plenty of medals.
All right. And I guess, you know, to just transition with kind of like this has been your legacy here. Where do you kind of see it going over these next, like, decades, really?
Well, when I think of legacy, I think of old. I don't like to think of myself as old, although I'm getting up there.
Young at heart.
But I don't know. I don't think legacy of anything right now. I mean, I would like to be remembered as a firm but flexible teacher who cared about every student. And I probably the same with coaching. I want to be, hopefully I was a fun coach, but also kept it competitive and also cared for my athletes probably more than I cared about winning. So hopefully that will be what's left when I'm not left.
Oh. I mean, I guess that's the term we want.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess, yeah. How has the prep community been to you? I guess, like, you got all these memories and stuff, but, like, you know, have you grown, like, when you first started, you know, which I guess, like, you know, now you're not as busy, but, like...
I'm still plenty busy, but the prep community just kind of keeps growing because for every year that you're here, it multiplies and just keeps multiplying. So in 37 years, I have hundreds of athletes, of students, even parents that I'm still in touch with and some friends with. So it's just part of my life, Seattle Prep. I've taught at Seattle Prep over half my life.
Whoa.
So
that's crazy.
I got here when I was in my 20s and I'm in my 60s now. So It's just what I do and where I live and yeah.
Eat, sleep, breathe.
Yeah. Oh, I do have a life, but Seattle Prep is my family away from family.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice. I guess that's what prep encourages, especially.
Yes, and as students, I think you probably don't realize that. Like, everybody talks about family and community, but, you know, you're here for 3 or 4 years and say, yeah, right. But a lot of, you realize it afterwards when you keep coming back and seeing everybody. And, yeah, I think it's a great place.
How often do, like, your other, like, students or, like, parents kind of reach out to you?
Oh, I run into somebody every day almost. Oh. If I go to University Village or downtown and somebody says Miss Ritchie and I look at them and it's some 40-some-year-old person, I'm going like looking like, well, who are... Sometimes I remember them, but I remind my students to say, if you see me someplace out of context, especially years later, just say your name. You're calling me Miss Ritchie. I know you're one of my students, former, but... Say your name, but I remember most people.
Oh, that is a lot.
That's a lot. And sometimes I just need a clue because they don't look the same.
Yeah.
They say I look the same, but I've seen pictures and I don't look the same. Probably more than they do. So
yeah.
I would say almost on a daily basis I run into somebody.
It's kind of crazy.
It is.
Is that kind of, you get like reminded of like, wow, I've been here a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's a fun reminder. And when I do back to school nights... Mm-hmm. I mean, half the students that are in my class, I've taught their parents. And so, yeah. Yeah, it all goes on and on, and it's a good thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect it, but that's so crazy.
I've been in Europe and run into students before, randomly.
Is it like kind of tourist centers or like random
Some
villas?
Random places. New York City, I was in a student. I hear Miss Ritchie on the street.
Like, who is calling me?
Yeah, so, yeah, it just keeps going.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that they still kind of like remember your gym teacher maybe you had for a semester.
That's right.
And that's also impressive in its own scale. Yeah. I'd be forgetting what I had for like dinner last night.
Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's all I had to ask. But
all right,
thank you for joining me. It was really nice to like talk about this and like kind of just how much you've done for prep. Because I realize like you've been here a while, but just the extent of that is like not something you kind of like really realize, I guess.
Sure.
I said realize a lot.
Yeah, I know. But and when you're 17 or 18 and you think of somebody who's been at this school for 37 years, which is like multiple times your life, that is kind of overwhelming. It's overwhelming to me, and I'm the one that did it. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Danica.
Thanks for listening in. Catch you next time, Prep.